The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
His cool buddies, they're up and they're moving right now. Vinny, I know you're dancing, baby. Come on now. Jimmy Mac, come on. Let's get her ready.
You know, Al, timeless, though, really. I mean, you know.
Song never gets old. Never
I'm
gets old.
You,
the band never gets old.
The power of it. The power. I mean, yeah. It's unbelievable. And I told you when I hosted Live Aid, I told you that I was in. At the JFK Stadium, 100,000 people, we introduced Led Zeppelin, and I just got on stage just to watch them. The power through your chest. It was driving right through. I'm so glad that.
Didn't Phil Collins play drums on that?
You know what? He did. And, you know, apparently there was some, you know, criticism about it. I don't know why, because they sounded awfully great to me. I couldn't figure it out.
Because he flew on the Concorde, remember? He was playing in England, took the Concorde, flew over, and then went right to JFK and played with Zeppelin.
You were 4 years old. How do you remember?
No, are you kidding me? I was 15 or 16. I remember Judas Priest played.
Tell me, 4 years old.
Judas Priest played earlier in the day at the stadium. They did three songs. They were right around noontime, 1 o'clock, and then my mother kicked me out of the house. I had to go to somebody else's house and watch the rest of it. But Zeppelin was amazing. Queen stole the show. I mean, it was just, it was unreal.
Yes, they did. And it was so exciting to watch. And then we kept thinking, if I remember correctly, you'll remember better than me. And, of course, I was there. David Bowie, they did the Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Streets.
That's
did
right.
Not?
Yes, it I
was,
believe
it
you're
was
right.
Bowie and, come on, and Jagger.
Jagger.
Bowie and Jagger together.
Yep.
Everybody was waiting. They wait, and all we kept hearing backstage, Bowie and Jagger, it's from London, man. They're going to do the feed-in. And it was a great video. The place went nuts. Yeah. It was, you know, that was for, it was
For Live Aid, for Apartheid.
I think it was for, was it for,
I'm sorry, Bob Geldof. It was Live Aid. It was for Hunger. For Hunger in Africa,
Which was great.
No clue who any of these people are.
And I know, but it's a whole other world. But I got to tell you something. To be with Zeppelin, I'm glad that Michael and his, you know, they used it. They used the wax stuff you put in your ears, you know, like that moldable wax. Nowadays, thank God, because you know you lose your hearing, and you know the radio guy. What?
What? First of all, we work in a business where everybody is deaf.
Yes.
Have you ever put on somebody's headphones in this business and tried to listen? Every one of them, it's screaming loud. Everyone
That's
is
me.
Deaf.
That's
and
me.
I love when everybody gets together and, oh, let's reminisce about old times. Nobody can understand one another. You're in a play. Huh? What? What did you say? I'm like, it's horrible.
I remember.
The whole group should do a tinnitus commercial. I mean, it's like, you know, come on.
You know, I have that. I have, you said,
do you
know,
really?
What?
Yeah, I can hear that. I know. What? And you said William Shatner has it?
Yeah.
What?
Tommy, can you hear me?
What? What's that? What's that you said?
I don't hear now, Al has tinnitus, and I have tinnitus.
You know, Pee Wee Herman. So when is Paul Reumann going to do another Pee Wee Herman movie?
I don't know, but they're supposed to do an HBO, a two-parter HBO documentary in the next year or two.
Pee Wee. We need more Pee Wee in our lives. We really do.
Absolutely.
You need some good, just clean fun, so to speak. Hey, Joe on the radio, and there's a lot of news to get into, but I just get frustrated, and we will get to it with Lou Dobbs. We're going to talk about border. We will talk about inflation. I saw a cartoon somebody said, hey, I spent a few hundred grand on my deck, and it was a little deck for one person because lumber prices are so high. But it's so it's
hey,
so
isn't
true.
This great? You want to come out here now? I'll come in. You go out.
Inflation and this, they led by. And by the way, I know how they do it at the press media, and they do it. And that's why Joe looked so happy over there in London. He did, and there were great pictures of him.
What?
And they start showing. Oh yeah, no, I'm telling.
Where
you.
Am I?
And he's walking around, and Jill is there in command, and it's a ruse. Why? I mean, he's talking about the things that don't matter. We have a country really that's just going into disarray, and he's just smiling, and the press is. Complicit with the whole thing. And I worry about what's going to happen. Who did come through the border? You see how paranoid I am? I'm wondering who came through the border that was allowed in the border. I saw one liberal actor who I absolutely love. And they're just, he goes, he tweets, he said, oh, let the refugees come in. Black Lives Matter. He's got, this is it. That's the whole mantra. Great, because that'll help make America better, for crying out loud. We love black lives. We love people who want to try to come into the country legally. But goodness gracious, we're getting destroyed with this way left, far regressive socialist agenda. 877-970-2999. You can weigh in if you're fired up. In the meantime, we're fired up for you. And then I will go off on the weekend. This is, let me see. We got the schedule for the fellas. Joe's going on vacation for about 3-4 weeks. So
yes, I will be gone enjoying beer, much as Al Gattulo does, and going to the beer gardens. And no, not really, but. I'm just going to be playing Yahtzee all weekend, really.
Yahtzee. Wow, that's thrilling.
He's going on vacation with his parents. How do you not love this kid? Going on vacation with his parents. I love that. I think that's great.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know any other women. It's me and my mother, and that's about it. Oh, my father.
Who's the gal in the other family, though? There's another gal.
Oh, she is a family friend. I have known her many years. She's also my co-hostess on the miniature golf pilot that I did, as I've shared
miniature
with you.
Miniature golf pilot, yep. Past. Watch out for that windmill.
Well, it's all about a niche nowadays, and it doesn't get more niche than miniature golf.
You know what? It's actually not a bad idea. That's a pretty
Timmy,
funny idea.
Here's Timmy at the windmill. He's about to try and take the shot at the windmill. Let's watch.
The
vein got it again.
How many times have you played miniature golf and the ball ends up in a street?
Yes, that's happened.
You always hit it too far.
The one in Point Pleasant that's on the second floor. I'm always afraid that I'm going to knock it into the street. Can't get it.
Exactly.
By the way, you know they're charging down at Point Pleasant right now down the shore? $40 to park.
That's insane.
What is this, Manhattan?
Just to go into the city, like to put in public parking?
Public parking. They're charging $40.
You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing what's going to happen after the pandemic. They're trying to make up for the loss. They'll take the government money, but they'll they'll still make up for the loss. And I think that's what's happening there. It's really insane down the shore too.
Here's you could Joe be Piscopo a resident. You on could, the you, curve you, hole three, and we're waiting for the shot. Oh, he knocked it off the. Sorry.
And he's now going to take a break and have a little bit of Snickers.
He's got his cut-up Snickers in eighths, the mini bar.
Can you imagine?
I don't wait. When I play miniature golf, I will not wait. I will not wait in line. If there's a line, we're
going. Are you knocking people
kids,
over?
Well, kids, going, Daddy, you said we're going to play miniature golf.
No, I thought you
not
meant.
Today.
No,
not
I thought,
today.
I thought
don't wait in line.
No. I thought you meant as
you
go through
Jesus,
the holes.
If you saw Jesus, I wait in line for Jesus, that's it. Right. If Jesus isn't there, I'm not going.
I thought you meant you started playing the game and you weren't waiting for people ahead of you. Like you were pushing right through. I don't care what you do. Move out of the way. I got to play. Speed miniature golf.
You certainly don't wait for the television crew to get done with their
hole. Although, think about it. In the summertime, when you're down at Long Beach Island, when is there not a wait for mini golf, right? I mean, there are six or seven mini golf, whatever.
You got to go when it's blistering hot and everybody's on the beach. And
oh, that's good. That's good. Heat stroke. Perfect. She went down. Oh, so sorry. I mean, come on. When
listen,
it's blistering
Charlie
hot.
Always goes like this. Charlie goes, and she's great, and then she goes like this. This is the words you don't want to hear as a parent. No, the words you don't want to hear as a parent. Oh, it's your turn, Dad. Oh, God, because you figure the kids want to barrel right through, and then you got to put
just
the ball.
Knocking the
and
ball
then,
in
wait,
the water.
Whoa. Hold on. And then the thing you put, that little platform thing you put the ball on, it never holds the ball. It rolls off. It always rolls off. What is that?
Joe's flicking the ball towards the hole. Okay. It's in. He's Sean Connery in Goldfinger when he drops the ball in the hole, you know.
Yeah.
But I see you going all out in the knickers and the.
I know this.
His conclusions were all wrong. Halsey acted stupidly.
I think we should do a video. We should do a video.
One ping only, Mr.
Esoteric film lines one ping no one cares only, about. Story. As a matter of fact, Al, this is your roadshow.
This is
your
roadshow. This is the roadshow. Yeah. Esoteric Crocs, movie references.
Crocs and compression socks doing esoteric film impressions that no one has any
idea
guess
what
you're
who
talking
I am.
About. Hey, can you get me off the hook, Tom, for old time's sake? Hey,
can't
for
do it,
impressions.
Sally. Can't do
come
it.
Come on. Can't do it, Sally.
My men are not assassins.
Anytime.
And
anytime.
I don't do this kind
thank
of
you.
Work.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime. You're, what was
5 meters spread. No sound.
You imagine? Oh, I know that one. It's Predator. Predator.
I know every little line that has nothing to do with the movie you remember.
Nothing. Nothing. Billy. Billy.
You're the best. You're the best.
Come on, Billy. Let's go. That's a great scene, though. The guy sacrifices himself for the rest of the cast. It's good.
Oh, my Lord. Look, Joe, were you going to say something? Because
No. I'm used to it.
He's taking a nap. He's taking a nap.
I'm used to it. You won't even know I'm gone when I'm on vacation.
He's good.
Me and Al will be doing really bad movie quotes, you know?
It's gonna be,
oh,
no,
Lord.
That's right. No, unless I start doing the Donald Duck thing, right. Just go.
What book?
Can you talk like the duck? Then forget
what,
it. Go.
What books? What books are you reading, Joe?
Sorry. I know this book.
I know this book.
How great, by the way, everybody gets on Alec Baldwin because he's so quote unquote liberal.
Yes.
How
right.
great was he in that movie? How great.
Oh, he was tremendous.
He's a fantastic actor.
What a great actor he is.
Here was the problem with Alec Baldwin in that movie.
Here we
No. He was fantastic, and that was the moment that he was becoming this breakout star. And he went to Paramount and he said, I'll do the next two movies, but you have to renegotiate my contract and give me a boatload of money. And Paramount went, get that Harrison Ford guy on the line. And he was done. And they kicked him out and put Harrison Ford in there. So
that's what happened. Yeah, Harrison Ford's another great, effective film actor.
Well, here's the problem with Harrison Ford now. I love Harrison Ford. They're doing a fifth Indiana Jones.
Cool.
And they're filming
it
right now in England.
Come
yeah, but
on.
Come on. I mean, the guy is 90, for God's sakes. How much longer can he continue to do Indiana Jones?
The joke in the last Indiana Jones, the Crystal Skull movie, was that he's old. Now they're going to be putting him in a casket at the end of the movie.
Well,
here, just step
right
on it.
Well,
he's filming.
We should all look so good as Harrison Ford.
This is true.
At that age.
This is
100%.
True.
He's filming right now in England, and some kid walked up to him and said, are you Indiana Jones? And he says, no, I'm the stunt double. Which I thought was very funny.
Yeah, he's great. By the way, I'll go to the phone calls. Hold tight for a second. 9:17 right now, but this is an important story. Sorry. It's Friday. Oh, my gosh. And we just started fired
up. How dare
up,
you,
so.
Dude? I mean, come on.
I know. But look, 10 senators are planning to present their infrastructure deal to the White House. Wow. The 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans hope it will revive bipartisan negotiations. They agreed to spend nearly $1 trillion of your money over 5 years to improve roads, bridges, pipes and internet connections. I don't know how internet connection gets it. I can't get an internet connection. Maybe they could help me out. But in any case, they say it won't increase taxes, but the White House still needs to find out how it would be paid for. The Senate is adjourned until Monday, of course. Let me go to Steve, if I may, on Staten Island. Hi, Steve. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Joe Bishop. Is this Joe Bishop? Listen. Joe, I just want to correct you about one thing you referred to this morning as your small little show where you have the guest list of Mike Pompeo, K.T. McFarlane, and Gordon Chang and the like. That's not a small show, man. Yourself more credit.
Thank
but
you.
I called about Joe Biden. You know, this you know, him making decisions and all, this is a fraud. He's not making decisions to do anything. He just puts stuff in front of him. You say this legislation, this executive order. It's all a scam. He's going to be a disaster in the G7. This thing is an embarrassment, in your words.
You're right. And Steve, thanks for your kind words. Yeah, the last name, Piscopo, in Greek means bishop, Joey Bishop. So technically, I would be Joey Bishop. I got to go to Judy before we break. Judy, we got seconds, but I always love to hear from you. We always appreciate you listening. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning. I want to say two things, if I may. Okay. Number one, Ilhan Omar, she knows exactly what she's doing. She pushes the envelope on purpose. That's her purpose, to spread hatred and make a lot of trouble. Yeah, she's an anti-American, anti-everything. She's horrible. And then the other thing is, I want to tell you something with your Snickers. Everyone's, you know, cutting Snickers in half and quarters, whatever. Yeah. Do you know what the definition of willpower is, people? Yes. The definition of willpower is when you eat a Snicker bar and you leave one last bite.
Judy, thank you. You're the best. Judy understands me. She really does. It's so true. I like willpower. You know, putting it right in front of you. You're drooling for that other. I would watch ice cream sundaes melt on an airplane just to show my willpower.
Criminal.
You know? Hey, 19 after 9, and Mr. Lou Dobbs will join us. Dr. Nina is with us as well this hour. Let's go to Debbie Duhame. Check out traffic on this Friday on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on the westbound BQE. Slowing down by the Brooklyn Bridge. It looks like an accident here. One lane remains blocked. It's still busy as well on the eastbound Gowanus getting up to our Cabin Plaza. A disabled truck is in the way. Watch for delays on the Van Wyck northbound heading right up through Rockaway Boulevard. Traffic is also slowing down on the Northern State eastbound at South Oyster Bay Road with an accident just cleared away. 78 East Express Lanes, exit 56, are doing emergency pothole repair. And on 280 West Westbound over in West Orange by exit 10. It's an accident as well. Southwood Avenue still closed by West Linden Ave and Linden Police Department activity. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south by 11 right by the tolls. All lanes subject to closure. It looks like an accident involving an overturned box truck as well. Partly cloudy today. High of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Ben Shapiro isn't following the logic.
I just want to point out the mentality of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez left. They truly believe that your money is their money and that they have no obligation to do moral things with their money. And it's true for national politics, too. If there's a problem in my immediate community, the problem must lie with a broader societal issue as opposed to what can I do about it today.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Looking for advice on the home buying process? Tune into Ion Real Estate for the best tips and analysis. Get everything you need to know every Saturday morning at 10 from Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman, and her team of experts. Stay up to date with the latest trends and news in the tricky waters of real estate.
Hi, Dottie. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Madeline. Quick question. I live in a co-op on the Upper East Side, and my neighbor hasn't been there in months, but her children have been staying in the apartment, and it seems to be that they're partying every night. Should I try and discuss this with my neighbor or go directly to my co-op board?
You should always discuss it with the party that you're having a problem with first. Never go to litigation until you've at least discussed it with the person, and hopefully you'll be able to resolve it before you have to go to litigation. Of course, if you can't, then litigation is an option.
Tune in every Saturday as Dottie and her team of experts offer listeners free advice on the mortgage and home buying process. Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
For many Americans, Father's Day is a day to celebrate. For many others, it's a day to just get through, because Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. The facts are clear. Fatherlessness drives many bad outcomes in America, from teen pregnancy to incarceration. An astounding 85% of youths in prison come from fatherless homes, 20 times the national average. But there's a path forward from the grim statistics, which is why I urge you to watch a powerful new film called The Streets Were My Father. It features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men from fatherlessness to gangs and from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption and lives as productive members of society. To see this important and inspirational film, the streaming version and DVD, go to salemnow.com, buy a copy or copies for anyone you know who doesn't have a father or doesn't believe in the power of God to change lives. Go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. It's a film that will move you. Go to salemnow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about St. James Health. You know, it's a community health center located in the East Ward and West Ward of Newark, New Jersey. The goal of St. James Health is to bring comprehensive primary care to the community in a setting that is comfortable and accommodating to all visitors of St. James Health, regardless of their ability to pay. Two locations are serving the Newark community, 228 Lafayette Street, 332 South 8th Street. St. James Health has served over 3,800 patients in 2019, saw over 17,000 patients due to COVID in 2020, and they've given out 22,000 COVID-19 vaccine shots through May. All services are currently offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese, accepting all insurances, including Medicare and Medicaid, as well as self-pay. Here's the number for St. James Health, 973-789-8111. 973-789-8111. Services include adult medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, mental health, and COVID services. Please visit stjameshealth.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
It's the album out. Joe on the radio, 925 on am970 The Answer. Mr. Lou Dobbs, the legend, the living legend, is kind enough to join us. Everybody knows and loves Lou. He is the host of the Lou Dobbs Financial Report on the Salem Radio Network, author of The Trump Century. Lou, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday to you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. Great to be with you, and happy Friday indeed.
We try to stay happy. I started the show very docile, very calm. And then I start hearing and reading about the news, and then I lost it all. What's going on? Hey, Luke, you know about inflation. This is you're the business guy. I mean, what's going on? Because we have Stephen Morcom's on the show, and Larry Kudlow said the V-shaped economy is good. Stephen said, well, it's holding, but we got to be a little careful. And now we see the prices are going up, gas and bread and milk and lumber. What's happening to the country, Lou, in that regard?
Well, I just want to double check something. Stephen Morris said that it's holding.
He did. I keep waiting. I keep going, Stephen, I'm sensing inflation. And I think he's trying to stay positive because it's the Trump economy that's keeping us strong. As you know, the stock market is maybe he's talking about the stock market. But and I'll ask him next time he comes on the show. But I'm fearing a terrible crash. But you see, I don't like to be negative, Lou, on the radio. You know what I mean? So I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah,
I couldn't agree with you more. We've got plenty of negative Nellies in this country. We also have a lot of people who are still feeling a lot of pain as a result of this pandemic that the Chinese unleashed on us, who are feeling a lot of pain because our economy has gone through a shift that is both seismic and historic. So we've got some serious problems, but when we talk about inflation, I think we have to be straightforward, as we should be about any issue this country faces. And we see inflation rising extraordinarily quickly, the fastest in 20 years. And the question becomes immediately, what will the Fed, what will the U.S. government do about it, and what can they do about it? And I think in the short term, we can look at the positives, that the re-inflation, in point of fact, may be helpful for a period of time. We tend to right up to the point that we have to raise interest rates. That'll be wonderful for savers who've been denied an adequate return on their money in banks, savings accounts, and CDs for now almost 20 years. So there is that positive, but we also know what happens to that giant stock market, to our capital markets when rates go higher, as they surely must. And because the Fed won't make that decision, no matter what these geniuses on Wall Street say, that'll be decided by markets. And when it happens, we're going to see a break in the market. We'll see not just simply a correction, but we'll see, I think, probably a bear market. And I think every investor should be keenly aware of that possibility. And I think that's where we are.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Lou Dobbs, he knows. And Lou, what about this infrastructure situation with these senators? I mean, they're not going to raise taxes, they said. I mean, for $1 trillion infrastructure. I mean, we're going to get slammed, aren't we, with Biden? I mean, that's what I'm feeling, huh?
I don't think Biden is going to slam us because I don't think Biden right now has control of his agenda, as he once did, thanks in large measure, not to the Republicans, alone, certainly, because they can't do anything alone. Joe Manchin has stepped up. Other senators have stepped up and said, this crazy left-wing agenda of the Biden administration, we've had 5 months of it, And that's enough, because they are absolutely playing with disaster. We cannot take on any more spending or stimulus, because it will be a shock to this economy that we just cannot absorb. We're talking about inflation. I don't know what some economists would be thinking to basically play down the impact of higher gasoline prices, higher housing prices, higher food prices. The working man and woman and their families cannot absorb that shock, and they should be foremost in our thinking. The men and women who make up this country's middle class, and all who are working hard, who aspire to it.
Yeah, it's so true. Lou Dobbs with Joe on the radio. Lou, and also the border. I mean, I am, you know, we talked to Mark Morgan, we talked to Tom Holman, we talked to all these folks who have worked so hard, you know, protecting our border and with the Border Patrol. And then my heart goes out to these kids. They're just abandoning these children, and no one talks about it. If this was, and it was, when Donald Trump was for president, every 2 seconds on every news story, they went after that. Mm-hmm. How do they abandon it to such a degree? How did they put Lou? And you called this 20 years ago, my friend, Lou Dobbs. You called it. You were on top of it. Now they're putting these illegal immigrants with COVID, by the way, in San Diego, in San Antonio, in Dallas, strategically placing them in America. The press is just letting it go. And it's not. And according to Joe Biden, it's a global warming that is our major problem. Lou, give me a break, right?
Yeah, give us all a break. The man is... The man right now is facing a lot of challenges, and unfortunately, most of those challenges are of his own making. Not enforcing the security of that border is irresponsible, and I personally believe unconscionable, and we see the early consequences of it. That is, 20 years ago, we had high rates of surges across that border by illegal immigrants who were watching the same thing now. All of this is reversed from the Trump policies and from a secure border just 2020. And to think what he's done in this short term, the morale of the Border Patrol has not been lower. The pressure on those communities along the border is extraordinary. We're looking at a Chamber of Commerce and a business roundtable on a Wall Street saying, yeah, we need 10 million more illegal immigrants. We've got to have that labor. And I'm asking, does anybody correlate anything in this country? How many abortions have there been in this country since just Roe v. Wade? There were abortions before that. But from just the last 45 years, how many young Americans would there be looking for a job right now had we not engaged in this anti-life practice of abortions? And nobody wants to correlate it. They want to say, oh, no, that subject is not for discussion in the public. And it's not for discussion what Russia and China are doing. It's not for discussion what has been the impact of COVID and who is responsible. You know, I said a year ago who was responsible, and I said more than a year ago that it was a pandemic and that China was responsible for it both morally and kinetically, because they are the ones who unleashed that virus on the world. We know that this administration right now is practicing irresponsibility, neglect, and in some cases, absolutely negative policies that are deleterious, even destructive to the country.
Yeah, so true. Lou Dobbs on the radio. Lou, we appreciate you joining us. And it's so comical to me when I see Kamala Kimala Kumala, whatever her name is. She's down there. She's talking to Univision. And then she cuts off the reporter. She cuts off, I'm speaking. Did you catch that? Was that? I'm going like, oh, yes. No. Remember she did that in the debates and she got like less than 1% of the vote running for president. I'm speaking. What kind of politician I mean, the audacity, she's like the presumptive nature that I can say this. I mean, they're just so out of touch. Oh, I was thinking about you when I saw that. Yeah, your thoughts, please, Lou Dobbs.
Well, the vice president is no more capable than the president of the United States. Yeah. It is striking. There have to be so many Americans right now as they watch their favorite news program, thinking to themselves, they really are the president and vice president of the United States, and they cannot conduct straightforward business. They can't even carry out at least acceptable performance in ceremonial moments, let alone in high public policy choices and diplomacy. We are right now on the verge of becoming a laughingstock to the world. And it is a very, very dangerous moment that we are living through.
Yeah, that's so true. Lou, always appreciate you taking the time. Everybody loves to hear from you, my friend. And you got to check out Lou Dobbs' financial report on the Salem Radio Network right here throughout the day. And the Trump Century is a great book. And Lou, we appreciate it, my friend. Have a great, great weekend. And I look forward to seeing you sooner than later, you know?
Got a deal. And great to be with you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. The man, Lou Dobbs, right there on AM 970, The Answer. Joe on the radio, 935. Hey, Dr. Nina Radcliffe is going to catch up with us coming up momentarily. Big Al standing by. Crocs and compression socks. He's locked, yes. And he's loaded with the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. B-52 fans now have the opportunity to buy their very own love shack. Kate Pearson of the B-52s has listed her personal motel near Woodstock, New York for $2.2 million. Pearson's website promises it's just like stepping into the Love Shack music video. According to Airbnb, the rental offers 4,800 square feet of living space, 13 bedrooms and 11 baths. Photos show the house is filled with checkerboard vinyl flooring, 3D polka dots on the spiral staircase, and lots of bright colors. Best Buy is the latest chain to announce it'll be closed on Thanksgiving earlier this year. Target said its stores won't be open for the holiday, which is traditionally a huge gift-buying day. Last week, Walmart said all of its U.S. stores will be closed on Thanksgiving Day as a thank you to its employees who worked during the pandemic. Yesterday, the other day, Best Buy confirmed it's also closing its stores on November 25th. It's the second year in a row. The three big chains will be closed on Thanksgiving after the COVID pandemic reduced crowds last year. In sports, Bucks beat the Nets 86-83 in Game 3 of their Eastern Conference playoff series. Brooklyn still leads the best-of-seven series 2-1. The Yankees, they lost to the Twins 7-5. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhane has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. We're still seeing issues here on the New Jersey Turnpike truck lane south by exit 11 getting into Woodbridge. It looks like that overturned box truck is still out there. They're unloading the truck right now. It's right by the tolls, all lanes subject to closure. Southwood Avenue getting out toward West Linden Ave in Linden. It's ongoing police department activity. That intersection is all blocked off. Also, 280 West exit 10 and West Orange, a crash. 78 East Express lanes in Newark by exit 56. They're doing emergency pothole repair. Still a pretty tough ride on the outbound BQE getting down toward the Brooklyn Bridge. It looks like a truck and a car collided. They're still investigating over there. It's pretty busy this morning on the eastbound side of the Gowanus up by Cabin Plaza, but a stalled vehicle was finally towed away. Expect delays as you head over to the FDR Drive southbound down through the 90s in through the 60s. They're doing some ongoing road work there as well. And if you're taking a ride to the Tappan Zee Bridge at this point, moving okay. Earlier problems on 95 in Westport cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard is here. The Girl Scout cookies you love meet Cool Mind and world-famous soft serve, blended together in this chocolatey, minty masterpiece. Grab it today, only at your DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth. Great. Dedicated, experienced oncologists are there. Skilled nurses. Stand beside patients all the way. I've been there. I've walked through. I've seen the patients. I've talked to the doctors. I've seen the nurses. This is a great place. It's the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center. It's right there in Elizabeth. And I'll give you the number. It's 908-994-8000. Very easy to remember. 908-994-8000. You know what? I went through the cancer thing. Big Al went through the cancer thing, you know, and you can outlive this disease. But you want to be, you want somewhere that's caring and compassionate, uplifting. And that's what Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings. It's a comforted and targeted approach. You know, they take care of the physical, emotional, and I love this, the spiritual aspects of living with cancer. They get it. They get it. And I've been there and I've seen it. Will you please, you know, if you got cancer and you want to go to a place that's comforting and understanding with some great oncologists, 908-994-8000. That's the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center. 908-994-8000.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, you got to get Rhino Shield. You got to get Rhino Shielded. I, you know, I go back and forth with Susan all the time, chatting with her. She is so great. And if you don't want to paint your house again, and if you don't want to paint your business again, you want to Rhino Shield your home. All right, you got to talk to Susan. She's so great. She's got a designer's eye, you know, because I'm a single guy with a house. What do I know? What do I know from designing, right? And Susan said, here, I suggest this color. We'll do that color. Here's what you got to do. And then when the team comes out, I got to tell you, it is like a military operation and you won't even know they're there. It's so comfortable. They're quick. It's fast. And before you know it, your whole house, the real estate of your home, in my home, it just exploded the value of the house because it looks freshly painted. And people come in, they look at my house, they go, wow, the house looks great. And that's because I Rhino Shielded the home. What am I going to tell you? It's sprayed on, bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. And Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating that seals your house or your building, looks just like paint, guaranteed for 25 years to never chip, peel, or mold, please. Call Susan at Rhino Shield today. You will love her. I love her. She's a friend. She's an independent businesswoman and one of the only women representing Rhino Shield in the United States of America, and she's doing a great job. And you can get a free on-the-spot estimate if you call 877-744-6608. Let's do Rhino Shield together. Here it is, 877-744-6608, or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. And don't forget, Susan is currently offering no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. 877-744-6608, Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Go on the radio, 943, Dr. Nina Radcliffe. She's a friend. I'm proud to call Nina my friend. She's a great gal, practicing physician in the heat of the battle throughout this whole pandemic, health advocate, syndicated columnist, television contributor, and she makes Bob the Builder look like an amateur around the house. I mean, Nina... you have your own home and garden show, Nina. I'm telling you, you're doing masonry work around. What are you doing? God bless you for doing it. Huh?
I know. Well, part of the problem is I've always had difficulty getting someone to come and show up, or they take my deposit. And I'm a single woman, and I don't know if they think that they can take advantage of it, or, you know, things are tough. I get it. So I give a deposit, and I'm like, wait, it's still not done. So recently I put concrete down on my driveway and put stones on top. You. It's better than nothing. And yeah. I didn't do a bad job. I didn't know what I was doing, but guess what? We have YouTube. We have great resources. I studied it, and I said, what the heck not? Why not? And I did it, and it worked.
And you look great with a power tool in your hand, Nina. I got to tell you something. You go, I go, what is she doing now? Oh, she's doing the shrubbery. Great. That's great.
Oh, exactly. I have got
to, you know, I keep telling you, we're just talking about with my friend Susan at Rhino Shield, because you want to take care of the home. You want it to look good, but people don't. They don't show up. You know, I'm telling you, people are saying that now, and I'm seeing it now. With the lawn, you're trying to get, could I get this done? And I guess everybody's getting paid, and they just don't want to work anymore, so you're doing it yourself. God bless. Do you get on the mower? Do you get on the lawnmower yourself? You don't do that, right? Right?
I thought about it, but fortunately, we do have a good gardener that does show up when you know they're supposed to. So I've been saved from that. So I'm going to stick with stucco and concrete and the big hedging of stuff and cleaning my fountains. I'll keep you posted, and we should start a show.
Exactly. You got to do a kind of a home and garden show. It's great. Hey, Nina, you know, we'll talk about that. First of all, at the hospital, and thank you for your service, because I know, I can't even imagine. And here, you're a great mom, and you're very close with your parents. And you are an independent, a single, hardworking gal in the medical arena, and you got to come home every day and worry about, God forbid, carrying the virus in the house. What a year it's been, and it's lightening up, I mean, considerably at this point in the hospitals. Correct, Nina?
It is, and we finally started having patients who are coming in from surgery being able to have visitors. It's so neat. Wow. I didn't realize how important that is to have that holding hand. It was just so natural. You always have a support, somebody who comes in. And it was so awful to watch patients come in for needed surgery, sometimes cancer surgery, sometimes surgery that they knew would only extend their life by a certain amount, and their family couldn't even be there. And that was very challenging. And a lot of people in the healthcare industry, the nurses, the hospital assistants, you name it, they became the support for those families, myself. And I'm just proud of the medical system and how they stepped up to the plate for something they've never been trained to do. But it shows the heart of the medical healthcare system.
Yeah, it is scary. I got to ask you about hydroxychloroquine, because I've been a proponent of it. I talked to my doctor. He tells me frankly, and he's very frank, and I got a great GP, up in North Jersey. I know you're down toward Atlantic City area, but he goes, Joe, you're crazy. It's a placebo, is what he told me directly. He goes, no, it doesn't even work. I say, doc, I took it. It seemed to work with the zinc, with the azithromycin. Do you see, and now there's that study that says that COVID-19 survival rates are 3 times better with that cocktail. Did you see that, Dr. Ratcliffe?
I did, and I want to take a step back. So it was published in the MedRx4, I don't know how to pronounce that, and that's a preprint server for the health sciences. And what they did underneath, there's a caution in red that they put on their own website that preprints are preliminary reports of work that have not been certified by peer review. That means other scientists looking at it to make sure it makes sense. They should not be relied on to guide clinical practice or health-related behavior, and should not be reported in news media as established in journals. And so essentially they're saying, don't report this. It's not final. We haven't peer reported. So they even put precautions on it. We should not be making clinical decisions based upon this. And so while we look at this and we want to look for signs of hope and, cures, I want to point out that this was a small study. It was only found to possibly be shown in people who had a breathing tube in. And so we don't know what its real-world effectiveness is or in wide term, but what we do know is that we have vaccines that are highly effective and highly protective, and they have defanged the COVID-19 virus. So I want to caution everybody to look at, one study that's in a small group of people that may not apply and that may not be, actual in real life, and remind them about the vaccines. So I want to shift that focus in that discussion. We should be talking about vaccines, how effective they are, how even if you get vaccinated and you do have a breakthrough infection, you're less likely to have fevers and severe symptoms.
Wow. Well, you know what? You're right. And everybody is apparently getting vaccinated. And kids, too. I got my kids vaccinated, too, Nina. That was the right thing.
Wonderful.
Right? Yeah, they went in. I didn't know. I wasn't sure what to do, but because you look at the statistics, but I said, you know, where the kids aren't really likely to get this virus. I said, no, let's go in, let's do it, and we're able to go and you know see grandma and that sort of thing. So it really is working out.
Oh wow,
Nina, before we let you go, I know how busy you are at the hospital and everything, but this new Alzheimer's drug. I don't want to say I'm getting old, Nina. Help me out here. This Alzheimer's drug, should I take this thing? I mean, thank God everything's good, but I see friends, and they're younger, and their mind is deteriorating. And, you know, we see even with respectfully to Joe Biden, we see cognitive failure, you know, in President Biden. But this new Alzheimer's drug, is the medical community hostile to it? Are they going to accept it? What are you hearing?
Well, we need to start looking at it. So it just got approved, but there's a lot that needs to be seen before we can say, hey, everybody should take it or people with Alzheimer's should take it. But again, to prevent Alzheimer's, get your sleep, eat healthy, stay physically active, manage your stress, stay socially engaged, learn new hobbies. You know, use your mind. It is like a bicep muscle. The more you use it, the better it is. The better food you eat with nutrients and vitamins, the more likely you're to fuel it properly. You don't want to put junk in your body. It affects your brain. So again, we know things that do work. Let's stick with that as we hash out the details of this new drug that's been put out.
Yeah, wow. That you're right. You're right. Because you use your mind, and you could always be sharper. And sugar too. I know I could ask a million questions, Nina. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You keep yourself in incredible shape. Sugar. Should I stop all sugars? What are you thinking in that regard?
Stop is a very extreme. You know, it does taste good. It's very, it kicks into our pleasure centers in our brain. It makes us excited, all that stuff. I don't eat any added sugar as much as possible. Fruit is the sweetest thing I eat, and honey. And that's about it, because it's unnatural. And our body, it causes inflammation in our body. It affects the way your skin is. It makes you feel not so good. I don't feel good when I eat sugary things. Yeah. You know, so we have to, and it packs on the pounds. And people who are diabetic or prone to become have diabetes, it's not a good idea. So we have to look at the added sugars. The key is to stick with things that are natural, the fruit, the vegetables, the lean meats, the beans, the nuts, the good oils like olive oil and vegetable oils. You know, it should be a lifestyle. We need to put healthy things in our body because our body needs it. We don't put junk gas in our cars.
Yeah, yeah.
We wouldn't do that. Yeah, if you have a nice car, you want to put in a good fuel. I want to have my nice body. I want to put in good fuel.
Oh, excuse me. When am I getting voted on the boat? When am I getting invited, by the way, on the boat? You're like a captain now? I mean, technically,
yes,
did you get your...
Oh, my God.
You got your license?
I did. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. Boating is so fun. So anytime you want, you just let me know. We're on the boat. I have an extra captain hat for you. So our captain hat to go out.
That's exactly what I need. Nina, love you and appreciate you joining us.
I love you too, Joe. Thank you so much.
Can't wait to see you again. Thank you. You too, indeed. Dr. Nina Radcliffe. I mean, Debbie, she's doing construction around the house, and then she gets a boat license. I go, how do you have the time to do it? That's what we
amazing.
Need. We need a boat trip. We need a boat trip with Dr. Nina.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
A little bit
that
of
sounds
a,
good.
A break. Debbie, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for always being so great with us. We love you, and have a great, great weekend, and let's go to the roads with Debbie Duhaime at 9:52 on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Have a fabulous weekend. Let's see what's happening at 287 eastbound. Heavy traffic into the New England Thruway with that new construction pattern. Traffic slowing down for you on the Cross Bronx westbound. Castle Hill Ave into the GWB. Outbound George Washington Bridge. It's construction. The FDR Drive south, 90s through the 60s. Some more construction there. And Southwood Avenue is still blocked off as you get out toward West Linden Ave and Linden with police department activity. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
A new broadcast wholly dedicated to one mission, New York City. Information you need from the experts you trust. Hillary Kramer, Valerie Delia, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Arthur Idala, attorney at law, and PR guru Christine Nicholas, New York's First Lady of Hospitality. Weeknights at 7 p.m. with me, Kevin McCullough, only on AM 970 The Answer.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller
this Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Congressman Gregory Meeks, representing New York's 5th District and chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, about voting rights reform, the Biden infrastructure plan, the George Floyd Justice in Police Act, and more. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sun today, and much cooler than recent days, high 74. It'll become mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 63. A stray morning shower, otherwise tomorrow, cloudy to at times partly sunny, high 75. For Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, the high again 75. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg, thank you, Joe. Hey, this is Joe Piscopo telling you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor, 800-500-8384. Before we make way for Mike Gallagher, I want to make sure that you know that it's relieffactor.com that could possibly stop all the pain that you feel. You get the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You know, and ever since I started taking Relief Factor, thanks to Pete and Seth Talbot, you know, I could do things that I didn't think I could do. Very, very active. Why don't you try it? You try it this weekend. Call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You got to do it now because I know you. You're like me. You won't do it unless you do it now. Go to relieffactor.com, get the three-week quick start, only $19.95, and I think you'll be out of pain. And I don't think it'll take 3 weeks. It took me 5 days. Boom, out of pain. I have been out of pain, thank God, ever since. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. Jersey Joe on the radio is the opening number on the Crocs and Compression Socks tour.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A little Dio, that'd be good.
That is it. Joe, have a great vacation with your parents. I love it. Give your parents my personal
best. You know I will, and I'm going to miss you, and I hope you'll send me a letter or I'll send you a postcard
or
something.
Well, who's it? We got Brian Zagan's coming.
And Charlie and Matt Simbol. So you've got a whole slew of people.
We are covered. We got some great talent here at the station. But you're doing a great job. You have a well-deserved vacation.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do appreciate it, Joe. And maybe you'll come back married. You never know. You never know.
Exactly. You never know. At least not a father.
Hey, Albert, we love you, man. Appreciate it very much for all
you
doing.
You dropped the six of us in a meat grinder.
Esoteric movie quotes by Al Gattulo. Debbie, we love you. Most of all, we love you. Thank you for being with us. We got this. I swear to goodness gracious, we got this. Make it a great weekend. You deserve it.